listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. Just found the very best in original talk radio broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want. What we want. You're listening to On the Couch. On the Couch with Dr. Michelle on LA Talk Radio.
Your friendly psychologist, Dr. Michelle. Why don't you just kind of kick your shoes off and put your feet up and relax? Or if you're in a place where you can't do that, then just listen, huh? This is the place where we talk about relationships and issues. You can email me if you'd like. Find me on my website, drmichelletherapy.com. Or find me here live, as you are now, every Friday at 11 a.m. on LA Talk Radio. This is the place to be, man. We have the best talk shows. Speaking about which, my guest today is one of the best hosts of one of the fine talk shows here on LA Talk Radio. You know her, guys. You've heard of her. You've been around for a while. It's Gina Hendricks. Hey, girl, how are you?
Hello, I'm
doing, nice to have you here.
I'm doing well, thank you.
You are doing well, man. I talked to you a couple of nights ago. You had that nasty cold.
It was coming on.
And you loaded up on some C?
No, I just used the the hydrogen peroxide, which I just kind of came up with. I gargle.
Damn.
What I do
yeah,
is,
yeah.
Here, just
okay.
A tip for your
this
audience.
This is cool.
When I feel something coming on,
yep.
The last thing I do before I go to bed at night, I gargle with the hydrogen peroxide. You don't swallow it, but you kind of let it trickle down your throat, and then you spit, and then I'll even do a Q-tip in my ears and my nose with the hydrogen peroxide.
Wow, that's 3% or 10%?
You know, I don't know. I guess I have to look.
I
never
probably
look.
Probably 3% medicinal.
And it just seems to, like, knock it out. I do
yeah.
it for a few days if I need to, right before bed, and I don't know. And you know what's funny? Because yeah. I have asthma really bad. So when I get sick,
wow.
it goes straight to bronchitis.
For sure.
So that's why I try to nip it in the bud.
Hey, anyway, you know what?
Dr.
Folks,
Gina.
That's Dr. Gina here on the couch. We get
yeah.
all sorts of tips.
Yeah.
So here's the new deal. Don't slam vitamin C. Slam some hydrogen peroxide. Gargle
don't,
with that stuff.
Don't swallow it, though.
Yeah, yeah. I have a friend who, you know, with this H1N1 going down,
mm-hmm.
he's a psychologist. He shares offices with me, actually. And he says, you know, I slam hot chilies. I swear to God, this guy eats these. He grows
I believe in
these
that,
chilies.
I believe in that, too.
These
I do
are
the
like
high-end
the hottest,
pepper. Yeah.
The hottest on the planet in
Yikes.
Anywhere you can find.
And he swears by that, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Mm,
he chops
I believe
them
it.
Up.
I believe it.
You know, it's hard to be around him for the next day.
Sure. Oh.
It smells like peppers. But anyway, so there you go, folks. That's your tip. Goodbye. Have a good day, and thanks for listening.
Yes, good. I wish it was that easy.
If you want to call in, by the way, and talk to me or Gina, you can do so. The number here in the Los Angeles area code, although we are in the place where all the Hollywood studio and action is happening. 323-203-0815. That's 323 area code 203-0815. And, you know, whatever you want to talk about, relationship issues and questions for Gina, who, by the way, she is the host of LA Talk Radio's Love Life Makeovers. I love that name.
Thank you.
That's an awesome name. Her show is every Wednesday at 11 a.m., of course. And Gina's a matchmaker.
Mm-hmm.
You be matchmaking, girl.
I be doing some matchmaking.
You are the founder of your own company, Selective and Single.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's nice.
Yes. Now, let's be clear.
Okay.
It's called Selective and Single, not Impossible to Please and Single, which I think people get confused about, which we'll talk
impossible
about.
Impossible to Please and Single. There you go. It's positive. Now, you've been, gosh, I'm really impressed at your resume, too. I was reading some of your stuff, and you've also been a wardrobe stylist for celebrities,
mm-hmm.
and a very well-known celebrity, I might add.
A few of them.
Can we
few.
Mention that on
which
the
ones?
Air?
Which ones? A lot of them, but which one are you referring to?
I'm talking about the one on your bio.
You can tell, say who it is.
It doesn't say.
Oh, you mean you want me to be specific? Oh, my goodness, yes. It's easier for me to say who I haven't worked with.
The
last movie I did, it was with Sharon Stone and 50 Cent and Val Kilmer.
Cool.
And I've worked with, I'm trying to think, Denise Richards and a million bands. Fred Durst and Chris Klein and... Like, who's popular now? Catherine Heigl.
Right.
I mean, you name it. Almost, it would be easier for me to tell you who I haven't worked with. I've not worked with Madonna. It's easier for me to tell you who I haven't worked with.
That's amazing.
I've worked with everybody. Yeah.
Wow. So what made you decide to kind of go into this matchmaking thing and, help? I mean, I get... You know, makeovers. I get love on makeovers because you're helping people with their wardrobe and how to look better and all that. But what was it that made you make the turn into helping people with relationships?
Well, people that have known me for a long time, they're not surprised. They're like, Gina, you're finally doing it.
Ah.
Because when we were on sets or when we were doing photo shoots and things, the makeup artists and me and even the actresses, a lot of times we'd be all talking about relationships. Mm-hmm. That's what we always do.
Exactly.
And always did. And I was just always, for years and years, fascinated with it. I mean, I've been single and dating in Los Angeles since 1989.
Right.
And I just know how hard it is to meet good people.
Yeah.
There's just, I love LA because it has more of everything. But that means
really
more
does.
Bad and more
well,
good and cuter and uglier. It's just more of a hodgepodge of everything.
Uh-huh.
And so I just was always fascinated with the topic. And one, I have always had an entrepreneurial spirit. And I said I want to start an online dating site that was cooler and hipper than what was out there at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But that was way too hard, way too big. And so finally I said, I want to start my own company. I want to help people date better and meet and connect.
Right.
And I'm just going to do, and I've been connecting friends of friends over the years for a long time. And I just said, you know what? I'm just going to start my own company and do old school matchmaking, not online, but me going into the world and helping people meet and connect.
That's a way to go. Personally, I think I know a lot of people who really would appreciate your point of view because, I mean, I get all the time from clients, single clients who come in and go, I am so freaked out about this online thing because...
Right.
All these guys lie, all these girls lie, and they, really, and then these pictures they send in are really awesome, like headshots from a professional photographer or 10 to 15 year old, 20 year old pictures.
I don't know why people do that because
the
thing is, and I talk to people a lot about this, my big thing is like not misleading online not lying online about your age or... because it's like because I've done a lot of online dating myself over the years.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I'd rather undersell a little bit than oversell.
Interesting.
Because you want to show up to that first meeting with somebody.
Yeah.
And you want to see them have a big smile on their face. Like,
wow,
you look better in person. That's what you want to hear. Not this look of shock and horror.
Exactly.
Like, you don't look good.
Whoa.
Because people get pissed off. It's never
going to
get... It's never going to end up good when you do something like that.
When
you mislead somebody.
Yeah, it's really not a good idea at all. I mean,
I don't know what people are thinking.
Right. I mean, I think it's sort of the let's put it off as much as we can. Let's put it off. There's something for me that I've understood from clients that's very exciting about this secret life that they create about themselves and don't really meet the person, but they have this prison. And I'm not talking about, online sexual stuff. That's that's a whole different thing. I'm talking about, people who make themselves out to be, something that they're not.
A
and they
kind of
keep this facade going.
And they're at home
in
their pajamas with cold cream slathered on their face.
Thank you.
And curlers in their hair. And they're like getting all these compliments from men because their pictures online look like, they did when they were 20.
Yeah, it's kind of like the virtual life,
yeah.
the second life people who are creating their own, who they'd really like to look like in these virtual communities.
But I also think, Dr. Michelle, that people also slip into this denial. Because
absolutely.
I have women, countless women, and men do it too, but I deal more with women when I'm going to meet women face-to-face before I set them up with my male clients.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the women are looking me in the face, and they're telling me, I'm 42, or I'm 44, and I gauge it by me, because I'm 41, I'll be 42. And I look at them, and I'm like, I know that they're in their 50s.
Yikes.
And they're just lying to my face. And,
but
they'd only be lying to my face if they really believed it. They think
they
are that young looking.
Right.
And clearly delusional.
And the shock is when you're trying to get them set up and you're trying to be gracious about it, right? And you're saying, well, maybe I'm kind of feeling from you, you know, a really that you've really got a lot of, you know, experience in your life. Not, you do look like you're about 50. You know, I mean, how do you say to someone? How do you say that?
You know what? It's come to the point to where sometimes I'm not nice about it. I mean, in my own, like, southern way, kind of, right. I'll be like, oh, come on now. You're not, like, this one woman, what'd she say? Mm-hmm. She said she was 44, right? Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, you're not 44.
Okay.
And then she said, 48. I go, yeah, you're not 48. Try again.
Okay.
And I was kind of laughing, you know?
Right.
She looked down and she said, 53. And I didn't even believe 53, but I figured that was good enough. I said, okay, well, I'll buy that.
We'll work
with that number because it's a little bit more realistic.
Right.
But because the thing is, what they don't realize is that, and this is why it's like I've stopped kind of being even nice about it now, because they're messing with me and my livelihood and me being accountable to my clients.
That's right.
Because I've had a woman who told me she was 50, and I set her up with my client, and I said, she's 50, blah, 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 blah. She goes out with him, and then she decides to blurt out on the date, I'm 55, don't I look great? And he was furious at me.
For sure.
Thinking that I've lied to him and tricked him.
Right, of course.
And that ain't cool.
No, that ain't cool at all. And doesn't she realize also, it's not only about you, but didn't she realize that eventually, you know, he was going to find out? I mean, come on now.
They're just not thinking that far down the road, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have one lady that's in my database, and she came to one of my events, and in my database, her profile had said she was, I think it said she was like 48.
Uh-huh.
She has to be in her 60s.
Yeah.
And so when she came to my event, it was so awkward because she was so out of the age range of everybody else that was there.
Right.
It was embarrassing for everybody.
Right.
I don't know if it was embarrassing for her,
but it
was embarrassing for everybody.
Right.
And it's like you're just not... You're wasting your time when you do stuff like that.
Right.
You really are.
I hear you. And I have several clients who I'm thinking of right now who are mid to late 50s, mm-hmm. okay, going into 60. And they really will not settle for a guy who's 60 plus because, quote, they've got baggage. There a lot of them are balding. They're not in shape.
Are those women perfect?
Oh, hell no.
Right. Okay.
Who is, you know, but you know what I'm saying.
Right.
It's kind of like a lot of standards I get the cougar thing and all that, but you know, you got to be a little more realistic. I mean, and it's not like a lot of people who are not really willing to really fix themselves up to look younger or really work on that.
Well, I feel like most of the time people are dating with their egos.
Right.
So they're picking mates
based
on how they want to make themselves feel, how they need to feel about themselves.
That's really important.
And be seen by other people.
Right.
Like, so they need this trophy and so I think I've seen it happen time and time again, especially as people get older.
Sure.
Then that's why they're more resistant to going out with somebody.
Right.
Older
right,
or their
right.
own age or something in that age range that would be more age appropriate and realistic.
Right.
Because they think they don't want to feel old.
Right.
So if they go out with a woman who's in her mid 50s should be going out with a guy who's 60 and not have a problem with
it. Right.
She won't or doesn't want to because then she feels like I'm old.
She's perceived as old to herself.
And it's a mistake because I just think, honestly, somebody 65 years older than her, let's say, is actually going to make her really feel younger when she's with someone. You know what I mean?
Right, exactly.
Because to that guy, she's younger.
Exactly.
So, I don't know. It's silly.
No, it's really true. And you also have to, and I think there's a lot of focus on what are other people going to think or how are they going to perceive me out there if I come walking in with this guy who looks older.
Right.
It's about you, honey. It's about you forming a relationship. Now, if you find him to be not attractive at all and you can't find yourself in bed with him or having sex with him, then okay, I get that for sure.
Right.
But there's got to be a certain amount of flexibility to where you're saying, well, this is sort of what I'm willing to go with.
I mean, I think, too, I thought of this just the other day, that I think that, you know, if we were to wake up each day and say, this is only going to be a good day if if it meets this long list of criterias, then we would never have any good days.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what I mean? So it's the same thing when somebody says, I'm only going to go out with somebody if they meet, then they're never going to find somebody that's going to be perfect.
Exactly.
You have to just go, you know what, I'm going to keep an open mind because right. people are different, and I want some of these inner qualities versus all these stupid outside things that are so tangible or intangible, yes. and they can change.
Exactly.
So it's frustrating.
Really, it is the inner, and you're right on. It's about just having that wonder. I mean,
keeping an open mind.
People who come to you primarily want a relationship.
Yes.
They're in a place in their life to where they want us. They're not looking to get laid. You can get laid in Los Angeles here, or anywhere for that matter in the country.
Sure.
I mean, really, we can. Right. You can go to bars, go to mm-hmm. clubs, meet, hook up, done. And fulfill your, self-esteem issues. No matter what you look like, you can get laid.
Yeah,
okay?
I think guys don't feel like they can. As they get older, I think they feel like it's a little tougher for them.
You think?
I do. Mm. I do. I think women, I think that the theory is that mm. women
right.
really have the power in terms of, walking into a bar and picking mm-hmm. a guy and saying, I want some of that. Come
yeah,
with
yeah.
me. Whereas
right.
a man, I think my guys feel they want to get laid, but I think that they feel like...
Yeah.
Other than paying for it, it gets a little bit harder as you get older.
I hear you. We got a call on the line. Shall
oh,
we
great.
Take a caller?
Let's do it.
Let's check it out. All right. Good morning. Hi, you're on the air with Gina Hendricks and Dr. Michelle.
Hi, Dr. Michelle.
Hey, hi. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. It's nice to hear
Good.
From you. What's
hi,
going on?
Hi, Gina.
Hello.
I love this subject. I'm in the dating scene.
Okay.
And I'm 31 years old
mm.
and kind of successful.
Mm-hmm.
I make good money. And I find that women are very needy, okay? The kind of women I attract are very needy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just wondering how do I identify women that are not as needy or... I forget what the saying is, but they just constantly are clinging to me.
Hmm.
Where do you live?
I live in Santa Monica.
Oh, great. Well, you should call me after the show, and I'll help you if you want. But
yeah.
Beside that, I guess my question to you, there's so many different variables going on here. How do you meet these ladies, first of all, most of the time? How do you meet them?
Well, I do go out with my friends, and we go to bars and parties, and we have a good time. But I've been trying the internet scene, and I'm on JDate and things like that. And I just find it after the initial meeting, if I'm attracted to the woman, they just end up getting, they start calling me, they start texting me, they email me, they just start going to a point where I feel very uncomfortable.
Yeah, where describe these ladies. Like what kind of ladies are you attracted to? Give me an age range and a physical. Give me some.
Well,
specifics, baby.
The age range is between 30 and 40.
Those women shouldn't be texting. Okay.
They've got their own careers, but that's pretty much the age range. They're professional, and they're looking for a husband.
Ah,
yeah.
Okay.
So, and do you want to get married and have children?
Oh, eventually, sure, absolutely.
I wonder, Dr. Michelle. I'm curious, actually, on your thoughts on
mm-hmm.
this. Why do you think? Because I mean, I would have thought he would have told me. He was choosing women much younger.
Right.
By
me
what
too.
He was saying.
Me too.
So I'm a little surprised.
Well, younger women are just they're just airheads.
Right.
They don't know about politics. They don't know about what's going on in the economy. I like intelligent women.
Mm-hmm. So you like a woman that's close to your age or a little more mature because you feel like you can talk to them about things that
I've always,
deeper.
I've always been attracted to, slightly older women.
Okay. Do you call them and ask them out?
Oh, sure.
So you're the pursuer, but yet for some reason they're feeling the need to try to swoop you up. I mean, are you really good looking? What do you do for a living? I'm trying to get
I'm a computer IT engineer.
Huh. Okay. So you're
and,
not George Clooney,
am I good looking? Well, that's a good question. I've got brown curly hair. I'm 6'1",
He's 5'7".
About 200 pounds. I'm a good-looking guy, I guess.
Okay. All right. Interesting. Okay. Why are these women so aggressive, Dr.
I got nice skin.
Okay.
Okay, very good. So any of you listeners out there, give us a call.
Sure.
We'll hook you up with this guy.
Hook you up with him.
Because, no, I hear you. I'm thinking that what I have heard from a lot of women is that they feel they need to text or call or just kind of keep reminding certain guys that they're there because the guys are not following through with. In other words,
that's what I was wondering. That's why I asked him if he's calling and asking
them
out.
They have a good date or they have fun. Do you have successful dates when you go out with these women? I mean, are you hooking up with them right away or what's the deal?
Yeah, right. That's a great question, Dr. Michelle.
I kind of let the evening flow. Have I hooked up with women before? Yeah, I've hooked up with women before. Depending on whether they're attractive or whether I find them sexually compatible.
You're a dog, dude. No, are you looking for a real relationship, though?
I am looking for a real relationship.
Right.
I am.
Okay. So,
absolutely.
So here's
I'm a young Jewish man, and I definitely want a relationship. My mom and dad always told me, you know, eventually when you get into your 30s, you know, we'd love to see you settle down and have kids, and we want grandkids.
Okay.
So, yeah, I do want to do that. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I mean, I'll give you a – you should definitely call me, though, after the show, because whether you want to be a client or maybe even go out with one of my clients, you know, I don't have too many girls that I work with, but generally men hire me, and then I go on their behalf in search of exactly what they're looking for. And I usually ask to see pictures of ex-girlfriends or people you've dated, so I get a visual sense. Mm-hmm. And then we talk about qualities and blah, blah, blah beyond that. So you should you can go to my website, which is selectiveandsingle.com.
Selectiveandsingle.com,
yep.
Okay.
And my phone number's there. Huh?
I hear him typing.
I know. My phone number's there. There's also a little form you can fill out, like profile information, so I can actually see you and read about you. And nobody sees it except me. And and then I'll call you and follow up, and we'll get together and talk more in person if you want.
Yeah, very good.
And we'll
very
get
good.
To the bottom of why these ladies are so aggressive. Maybe I'll see you and I'll be like, ooh, damn, I know why they're so aggressive.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I need some more detail. There's something.
Exactly.
Like
there's something, you know, we're not getting. Mm-hmm. But there's two things that I'm thinking of.
Okay.
Number one is that if you are going out with women and coming off charming and coming off wonderful and seeing them a couple of times, let's just say you're not having sex with them, but you appear to be really, really a great guy and you're not... You may be appearing almost too great to be real. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
With your success and your looks and now women, number two, at a certain age, sometimes who have not been married, sometimes in their 30s, 40s,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
they start thinking, oh God, body clock. Okay, I want kids. And so if they meet someone charming and available and ready
sure.
for
they're
them,
like, woo.
They're ready and they're all over you. So maybe you drop the ball on them because you're so busy out there looking and dating other women and looking for a
home. You want to know something funny? Mm. I just got a text from this girl, Nina, that I saw about 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
And she's here. She says, hey, Jason, hold on. She says, you want to get together tonight?
Okay.
Let's call Nina.
Here it is.
That'd be funny.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
I just got the text.
How was the date? How was the
date? Did you sleep with
her,
Jason?
Did I sleep? No, I didn't sleep with her.
Okay.
No,
for real, huh? So how was the date? Was it good?
But, I'm a good-looking guy, and
all right, Jason,
you know,
I got to see you.
All right. No. So how was the date 2 weeks ago?
It was good. We met at a Starbucks, and then we went to dinner, and
so you met her online to begin with?
Huh?
You met her online?
I met her actually at a bar.
Oh, okay. And then still met her at a Starbucks, and then went out to. Okay.
So she passed the Starbucks test,
yeah,
and then
clearly.
It moved on to dinner.
Clearly.
Okay.
So then,
cool. Right.
And you didn't have sex, and so have you called her since?
No.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah.
She's wondering what happened.
Wondering. She thinks she had a good time, and she doesn't understand why, what happened, and that's why she's contacting you.
You see, you got to follow through.
Yeah.
If you really, so she wasn't that big of a deal to you, apparently.
Well, I'm a busy guy.
I got
things happening.
Here's the deal.
But still, Dr. Michelle, I will say, in his defense, I will say that, I mean, the thing is, common sense, even that book, he's just not into you.
Right.
The girl, Nina, should know if he didn't call her or follow up that he's not interested.
That's
so
right.
So her pursuing him's not going to help.
It's true. But I always say, why not give it a shot once?
Why not give it a shot?
Yes. Or guys, you know, in following through.
Jason, is this going to change it for you that she's contacted you?
It's a little weird. Huh. I mean, I was planning on calling her, but, you know, it's a little strange. I don't know. I mean, I've had this happen before.
Right.
I mean, she's a cute girl. She's 28. Mm-hmm. And she, you know, what can I say?
Yeah,
she should. I don't think it's going to help if she contacts him. Clearly, obviously,
right,
it's not.
Right, right. So, well, maybe if you're really still interested in her and you're not too freaked out about this, I think it's kind of okay for her to text you. Because if someone went out with me and then I didn't hear from them, I would just say, hey, what's up? And judging by their response, if it was just nothing or weird, or I would just say, shine it. You know, I would just say, let's not do it, and I wouldn't pursue you. To be honest with you. But if you really are seriously looking for a relationship, I got that you said your name was Jason.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you're really seriously looking for a relationship, you need to follow through. I get a feeling that you're a good-looking guy. You're in Los Angeles.
With a lot of options.
You have a lot of options. A lot of women are really probably very available to you. And it sounds to me like you're really being kind of picky. And you don't really have to get back to someone if, you know, you don't feel like it. You feel like you got a lot of, you're busy, you got a lot of, you don't seem to me to be really looking for a relationship. If you were really looking, I would think you'd follow up. That's just my stuff. Mm. And maybe think about that within yourself. Are you just want to get laid? I mean, hey, you're young. It's L.A. Maybe he's got
kid in the candy store syndrome. I don't know.
Yeah.
But Jason, follow up with me. You submit your profile so I can at least see you and read about you, and then and we'll go from there. All right?
There's a giggle in your voice, Gina.
Well, I'm just dying to know, like, what you look like
see,
now.
She's flirting with you. See?
She's flirting. Yeah.
There's a giggle in your voice.
I don't like younger men. But
see,
no,
this guy's charming.
He's charming. I'm giggling because, you know, it's just like, you know, I'm at this point, obviously, I think Michelle would agree, we're dying to know what you look like, right?
Okay, exactly.
So that's why. So you better follow up with me or I will be very disappointed, I must say.
Well, don't be disappointed.
Oh, are you not going to follow up with me?
I'll follow up
with you.
Okay,
good.
See, that's
Jason.
What he's doing to the women. Jason, thank you so much.
That's right.
So
he's
going
to leave me hanging, dang it. You better not.
Ooh, now we can go into his psychological profile, why he likes to do that.
I see.
Who left you hanging in your life, Jason?
I can't go there.
Oh.
I can't go there.
Okay.
Well, maybe.
Well, at least he's laughing.
Maybe, you know, yes, now he's giggling. So maybe Dr. Michelle and I can, like, work with you together.
That's
We can do a, like a package deal here.
Work
get you in ship shape.
Or menage a trois.
No. Oh, God. Okay, I'm blowing
all right,
off.
Jason. Have a good day.
Okay, bye. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
LA Talk Radio, this is Dr. Michelle, and you're on the couch with me as you always are at this time. That was an interesting call, huh?
Yeah, he's fun.
My special guest is Gina Hendricks. She's the host of Love Live Makeovers right here on LA Talk Radio every Wednesday at 11 a.m. You can hear about... what she does is really help. She does hire, what am I saying? Gentlemen, many guys hire her to find them relationships.
Yes.
She is I love your card. I love your business card. Relationship headhunter.
Yes.
And you're good at what you do. You're very successful. What's your success rate here?
I haven't had my company that long. So it's a little over 2 years. And I have I've had three people that have been, well, two people have a hold on their memberships right now, which you can do a one-time, three-month hold.
Oh, cool.
So that means it's moving into serious territory. And
then
I have another another couple that I think they're actually about to move in together.
Okay.
So, you know, certainly they've taken it beyond the three-month hold, clearly.
Oh, that's great.
So, you know, for such a short time span of having my company, I think it's going pretty well.
It
I mean,
is.
I will say that I am one of the only people, I believe, in Los Angeles, based on what my clients have told me, that really is like a person who has the company because I care about helping people.
Right.
A lot of the services, unfortunately, in town, they take people's money and they just sort of set them up with whoever's handy.
Right.
And they don't really do the work and spend
exactly.
the time to really find the right people. But Gina finds the right people.
There's a lot of thought involved.
I'm there on Saturdays, on Sundays. I'm just doing it all the time. I never have a day off.
That's really cool, though. It's what you enjoy.
I love it.
It gives
you
a feeling of satisfaction, and it enriches you in your life. You're helping other people. And,
absolutely.
Hey, baby, it's your business. You're making money, too.
I love it.
You know, and you're reasonable,
yes.
which I love. I mean,
yes.
come on. A lot of these dating services, these online, you don't really even, you know, there's not a body go between. You're looking at somebody's profile based on tests
right.
that you all take in terms of interests and things like that, which are, you know, empirically validated, some of them. But folks, you're dealing with a real person here who
right.
has life experience and has lived here in L.A. for a long time. You're from Texas?
Where I'm from Memphis, Tennessee.
Memphis!
Originally. Yes.
Love that. I love your accent. So cute.
I've been here since 89, but, yeah, I still have my accent.
Kind of comes out there.
It comes and goes. But, yeah, I mean, the thing is, that's the other thing. It's like, you know, online dating is great. It's a great resource.
Right.
But the thing is, when I set my clients up with somebody, I've actually met that person
yeah.
face-to-face as well, and I've met both people face-to-face.
Right.
So,
exactly.
you know, that's certainly a better gauge.
Oh, you
than,
get the
you know,
eye contact, you get the
yeah.
body language, you get the full visual of what they are
right.
about, and you get history and their relationship history and why they would like who they'd like.
And most
it's
of the
really
time, I get my guys' dates with hotter women that they can than they would ever normally get on their own. That's
wow.
the other thing
that's
I never
so
mentioned,
cool.
but
yeah.
that is a whole other thing.
So on
except
that,
you, Jason, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. on that note, do you think that a lot of guys and women who are looking for a special partner, do you think they expect too much, like perfect looks or a great sense of humor?
Oh, yeah.
A great generator of income. Do you think that they expect too much?
I certainly do. I think
yeah.
that having unrealistic expectations
yeah.
is a huge problem.
Mm-hmm.
I think it also is part of being in L.A. I think that's more goes on more here. I think if you're in Minnesota or Texas or anywhere but here,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
your expectations are a little bit more realistic.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, here in L.A., again, we're all like kids in a candy store.
Yes.
There, like I said, there's more of everything here, good, bad, pretty, ugly. I mean, and so a lot of people do fall into that that category of having unrealistic expectations where,
mm-hmm.
you know, so many people, it's interesting, I've talked about this, like, if you were going to rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10,
yeah, yeah.
so many people give themselves an inappropriately high number.
Really?
Yeah, everybody thinks they're like an 8 or a 9.
Really?
Yes.
That
and
is
so
shocking to me.
So they go into the world. This is what happens.
Yes.
So then they go into the world expecting that they deserve
right, right.
an 8 or a 9.
Right, right, right.
And in L.A., it's totally different because, you know, a girl that's an 8 or a 9 here or a 10, 8, 9, or 10 girl hell, she can date an actor or a movie star here.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So all that it's a totally different game here in
it
L.A.
It is.
You know?
I guess it is. It really
so
is.
If you want that perfect arm candy kind of woman here in L.A., well, that perfect arm candy kind of woman, she wants the best thing she can get too here
yeah,
in L.A.,
yeah.
which is not a normal guy usually.
So you're saying a lot of guys are rating themselves a lot higher than you would say?
I think a lot of people in general do.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, absolutely. I know for a fact they do. I've talked
wow.
about this to a number of people.
Wow, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Because the people who come on my couch usually have, of course, and that's a whole different, you know, groove of people too, because they're coming to get help. So a lot of them have really low self-esteem. They have self-esteem issues. So they would, in my, you know, world, in my office, they would generally rate themselves a lot lower.
In your office.
Right.
But outside of your office and
right.
in the dating world, like
right.
that, like the woman you mentioned.
Yes.
She might in your office rate herself honestly, but when she goes into the world seeking a partner, she's obviously, from what you're telling me,
oh, yeah.
she's wants a guy who's going to be more of a 7 or 8 or who knows.
Oh, yeah.
And so then obviously she has to say to herself, well, I'm a 7 or 8. Do you see what I mean?
Yes,
so
exactly.
I think
exactly.
when people strip themselves of the false bravado
yeah,
and they're in your office, they're honest. But outside in their dating world,
interesting, huh?
it's different.
Yep. It really is, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So going back to Jason, who called us a little
yeah.
bit ago, since you work a good deal with helping men
mm-hmm.
find special women, what are some of the most common complaints you hear from men about why certain women drive them away after getting to know them?
Well, here's what I've also come to find out. The more successful a man is,
yes,
this is interesting, the less successful he wants the lady to be.
What?
Oh,
what's
yeah.
up with that? What's up with that?
Well, I find that men who are like, well, we're talking like millionaire, billionaire
okay.
guys. You know what I mean?
Okay.
They want a woman who can just fit into their lives.
Oh, the Donald Trump syndrome.
Yes,
right,
exactly.
Right.
Okay. I mean, if you think about it, almost almost all of those guys, if you
right.
think about it, you know, or even George Clooney, you know, usually, I mean, the girl he's dating now seems to have more of a career.
Yes.
But most of the time, he's dating a waitress. He's dating
yes.
a woman who doesn't, who's not a powerful career woman.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a couple things going on.
Mm-hmm.
It's easier for for them to fit that girl that can just merge into their life, travel with them, go on a whim. And then the other thing is that I find women who have kind of become super independent and career-oriented,
yes.
they're not as willing to kind of be that, I don't know, they sort of more of a sparring partner it sometimes becomes
mm-hmm.
with the man. And men don't want to go out with a woman who's
right.
bantering with them on a date or competing with them for conversation. You know what I mean?
Yes. It's, no,
and,
I hear
and
you.
And I think that a lot of times that's a complaint I hear. Men want a woman who's just a feminine, easygoing woman.
Mm-hmm,
and I
mm-hmm.
think so many of us ladies have gotten used to being so dominant and
yes.
career-oriented, similar
yes.
to what Jason said. Like
yes.
those women, he doesn't like it that they're kind of trying to dominate and take control.
Hmm. Interesting.
Me? Instead of just being more of the receptive female. And
yes,
that
yes.
is a common thing I hear over
now,
and over again.
Do the guys need a little bit of a head shift to realize that women are more independent and you know they're earning their own living and doing their own thing, and or do women need to back off a little bit and be less dominant? I mean, what do you think?
I think
needs
women
to
need
happen?
To back off a little bit and be
do
less. Yeah, I do. I do.
Wow, that's interesting. So being a, I think I'm trying to think of some of the yeah. I'm trying to think. I'm thinking of three couples I worked with years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, and I think. In my mind, what I saw in terms of the interaction between these people is that there was a – and I'm not putting down women, believe me. I'm not.
No,
gonna,
me neither.
There
Absolutely.
Was a major nag factor going on.
Mm-hmm.
There was a major controlling factor going on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is not always the case, but
right.
I'm just thinking –
generalities.
I'm just popping into my mind in, you know, like years ago in my office, a couple of people I wouldn't talk about – any current folks I'm seeing, but I mean years ago
right.
there's a real dominant factor with some of the women who would, you know, in particular want more control over these men,
emasculate.
And emasculate more dominant and,
mm-hmm.
and this and that. Now I've had feminist clients,
okay.
so-called feminists. I mean, that's a murky kind of description now, because I mean a while back it was kind of easy to define, but now it's
right
what. And they don't feel that they have to back down or be more
right.
feminine. And they don't feel that they even have to, you know, dress themselves up that much, because a guy should like me the way I am.
Well, and that's fine,
you know,
as long as they're going for a different kind of man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then those kind of women mm-hmm. are not, hopefully they're not looking for a guy that's also super strong and powerful.
Yes.
Because that's not going to really work.
Right.
So
right, right.
if those women are looking for a guy that might want to be Mr. Mom, or, you know, a guy that's just a little bit more, you know, just kind of not as career oriented and a
yeah,
little bit,
yeah, yeah.
then that might, to me, might
right.
be a more of a compatible match.
Yes, yes.
But two people that are like, you know, oh, I want to be the man. No, I want to be the man. That's
right,
just not going
right,
to work.
Right, right.
You know?
So do opposites attract then? Do opposites attract?
I think opposites absolutely can attract.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on what the opposite is.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's important to have similar goals, obviously, and similar, and even, you know, some similar hobbies. I mean, you'd almost have to. But I mean, you can be opposites in terms of energy.
Mm.
I think that if somebody's certainly more aggressive, somebody should be a little bit more passive,
yeah.
and somebody more outgoing, a little bit more reserved. Just because you can't walk into a party and have two people trying to work the room if they're
yes.
a couple.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not, I don't know.
I think many times in a lot of the successful couples. Who I've seen or know, is one is usually more
yeah.
dominant than the other, or there is a balance.
There's
to
a
where
balance.
They understand
Absolutely.
The other's needs or,
right.
you know, in a social situation or in their life situation.
Right.
And it's give and take. It's
mm-hmm.
about being able to talk about your problems and your fears and your stuff to the other person and not smothering them so much to where you're, you know, you're the one that needs. It's a balance.
And
it's a total balance.
There's a big difference between somebody being single
yeah.
and somebody being available.
Mm.
Those are two different things.
Yeah.
A lot of single people out there,
right.
but they may not be available.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Emotionally available?
Emotionally.
Like that Jason
mentally,
guy, maybe.
Mentally? Who
yeah.
knows? Who knows? Yeah. You know, I'd have to, there's so many more questions that need to go on with him to really figure out what he's about and what that what all that is, you know?
Right, exactly. Someone who says they're earnestly looking for someone, they really would like to find someone, and yet they're getting needy, clingy. You know, what message are they giving to where, what message is he giving to where women are continually trying to follow up? And that kind of nailed it. He went out with her and he didn't call her back or follow up, but he says, hey, I may give her a call.
And
it sounds to me like he's kind of not real committed to...
Right.
Or she wasn't dazzling him enough.
Right. And chances are, now I don't know about this, but I'm just guessing right now, maybe when they were on their date, he might have been misleading her in terms of,
yeah,
you know, talking about future. You know, guys tend to do that. I don't know why they do that.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
You know, talking about a little bit of future with them and getting their hopes up. And then when the guy doesn't follow up, then the woman just is so confused.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's... I mean, you put it out there, you want to go meet somebody, you want a relationship, and it's I hear that a lot from
right.
women.
Right. So I think guys, you know, shouldn't, on a date, a first date especially, they shouldn't give a woman false hope. And,
yeah.
you know, and if you're doing that, kind of try to be aware that you're doing that.
Exactly.
And stop doing it.
Yeah. Just, yeah, exactly.
So they won't have to stalk you.
Exactly. It's creepy. So when people have had bad experiences, right? And I'm sure you've heard it all.
Yes, I've heard it all. I think I've heard it all. And just when you think you've heard it all, you hear something new.
Wow.
But, yeah.
Wow. Fascinating stuff, I bet you hear from guys and women about the really horrible experiences they've had in relationships.
Sure.
But when people have had some of these really bad experiences, what do you tell them, or what do you kind of give to them to teach them not to be so paranoid and fearful about future relationships that may be negative to them, you know?
Right. That's a tough one, because a lot of people are, you know, especially depends on your age, but, you know, as you get into your 40s and then 50s, it's like you've dated so much and now there's baggage involved on both sides.
Yeah.
And I hear from some people, it's like, well, it just takes a lot of effort for me to... You get mentally prepared to go out physically prepared to go out. And you know, if it's not going to be worth my time. But I still think that it's just so important to try to leave your baggage at home and go out with the person. And maybe not with any expectations, but just to go out and maybe meet a new person. That person may not be the one for you.
Right.
That person may lead you to the one.
That's exactly right.
And who cares? It's a dinner. You know what I say to everybody when I try to get them to go out with each other?
Yeah.
I'm like, it's dinner. It's not an arranged marriage.
Right.
It's no big deal. Just go. Expand your horizons.
Just do it. Just get your butt out.
Get your ass out of the house.
The only way you're going to, you know, meet somebody, the only, you know, is you put it out there and you take the action.
Right. Exactly.
You know,
if you really
want to
meet
somebody. It may be a waste of your time.
Yeah.
So what are you going to be sitting there watching reruns of Law and Order and eating pizza?
Right. Exactly.
Get your ass out there, you know?
I mean, it's good for you.
It is.
You know,
good
it's
for
good
you.
For you to have a conversation. It's good for you to just get out of the house. Because I find that the longer you stay single, the longer you will remain single.
It's true.
And the further into your cave you go.
Right.
So then it's more important to force yourself to get your ass out of the house.
Make
and quit
more
making
excuses.
Right, right.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, I have a client who really doesn't. She's done that. She's pushed herself way, way so far in because she's had negative experiences.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of self-esteem issues going on, so she's projecting that negativity around her as well, like, I'm not worthy.
Right.
And I don't know what she does on dates. I don't want to know. You know,
right.
I'd like to know, but she's not really telling. She's
wouldn't
kind
you
of making
have a
it out.
Camera that you follow people?
I would, because
awesome.
I don't think I'm getting the real story of how she's presenting herself, because I don't know why there's not a lot of follow-up dates going on here.
Right.
Because she's really
I have a great idea for a show
cute.
We should do. I'll talk
that
to you about
be.
It afterwards.
Oh, you got it, girl. Let's
yeah.
do it. But what I tell her is, if she continues this, the only guy she's going to meet is the home burglar. Her comes to her.
Right, exactly.
Or the pizza man.
The plumber.
It's like, come on, girl. What's up with you?
Right.
So, I don't know.
The thing is, what I guess I would tell people is that if they're kind of in this mode where they're just like, oh, I don't want to date, or they have something, then join like a meetup group, or just join more of a social group.
Exactly.
Which will just kind of, I think, help them at least get in the groove of going out.
Exactly.
And then by doing that, they may accidentally meet somebody in the process.
That's right.
Or so at the very least,
kind of
do that.
Hiking, if you're
Absolutely.
Into hiking or hobbies or I know this, films or I don't know. There's lots of, you know,
hell,
kind of
I
groups.
Even say get yourself fixed up and just go to the grocery store and smile at people and make eye contact. That works.
Exactly.
It's that easy.
It is that easy.
That easy.
And it's what you project.
Yeah. Totally.
You know, and do you teach guys and women too? But I mean, again, you work a lot
mostly with men. Yeah.
Do you teach guys how to have a better self-image and how to build a little bit more self-esteem about who they are and stuff, so they can, you know,
right,
be ready for. I mean, because obviously,
I try to.
Someone who may come to you are really ready and probably have had some pretty bad relationships, maybe because they've been projecting themselves. Or appearing or not really knowing how to present themselves in a really nice way. Although they may be wonderful guys.
Right. I try to get the coaching in there as well, cool. You know, because it's a four-stage process, I find.
Right.
What people fill out on paper in a profile, that's just, most of the time they just say what they think the answer should be. Then they tell me something to my face.
Right.
And then how I really learn about somebody and able to help them is actually by setting them up on dates. So when they go on a date, the feedback I get about them from their date and the feedback they give me about their own date, all of that is like a four-step process for me to really get a handle on who somebody is and how I can really help them.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's awesome, though.
Right. It's insight because, obviously they're coming to you because they need help, so they're not going to be able to really point out to you what their problems are at the beginning.
No.
And you don't get – you're always analyzing, and, like, with this guy we had calling in earlier, you know, you're like, what did you – what's he doing? How's he presenting himself?
There's so many other variables going on behind the scenes that are really affecting, you know, what you see on the stage, essentially. There's so many things going on backstage that you need to know so that you can really figure out what's going on stage.
And this is where the personable part of you and your company is so awesome, because it's not online where it's a hit and miss.
You fill out your online profile on the site, selectiveandsingle.com. You fill that out for free. It doesn't cost anything. And then you're in my database. Nobody sees it. It's not online dating.
Nice.
But then what I can do is I go in, I read about you, and I see your picture, and then I usually give somebody a follow-up call or an email, and then we usually meet in person to see if I can help them and start working with them.
That's
so
cool.
Or they're just in my database for free when other clients come along.
Yeah, yeah.
Either way, it's a win-win.
That is so neat. Now, your book.
Yes.
Can we talk a little bit about
that?
Sure,
All right.
You're working on it. It's just about done.
Yeah,
final editing.
I have somebody editing it right now for me. Yes. It's called Love Life Makeovers.
Just like your show, every Wednesday here at LA Talk Radio. Mm-hmm. So what is it about? What is the book about?
You know, it's about rebooting your life and your love life at the same time. I mean, I think they go hand in hand.
Yes.
And so I came up with three core concepts that in order to do that, in order to kind of create a new you, you need to reboot your beliefs, habits, and blocks.
Beautiful.
And these have just been kind of ingrained in you
over
the years that you're not even aware of. You're not even conscious of what you're doing.
Right.
And so they're way back in your subconscious. And so I help people take inventory to get to the bottom of what it is that's holding them back and keeping them in this place of not moving forward with their life.
Right, right.
And so it's a workbook. It's a book. And it should be out. Hopefully very soon. You can always write to me at info@selectiveandsingle.com. You can pre-order it. You can write to me if you want to ask me questions about the book, or sign up for my newsletter, and then I'll keep you informed that way.
What is your newsletter? Is it Selective and Single?
Yeah,
if they
go again to my website, selectiveandsingle.com, there's a place right on the homepage. I got a brand new website. Have you seen it?
I have.
Ah,
I was
so
looking
beautiful.
At it last night, girl.
Oh, thank you.
It's
looks
really
nice.
Nice.
Huh?
Yeah,
thank
it looks
you.
Great.
So on that screen, they can subscribe right there to my newsletter.
Yeah.
And I'm giving everybody that subscribes to my newsletter a special gift.
Oh, that's so nice.
Too. Yes.
That's great.
Yes.
And it's a great website, and it also it gives you, it's warm, and it gives you a feeling of, you know, I was on last night, I was looking at your website, and it's just, you know, and you look marvelous in the picture. It looks just like you, though.
Oh, that's nice.
It looks just like you.
On a good day, it looks like me on a good day, absolutely.
No.
I hope so.
Well, folks, if you would like to get in touch with Gina, of course, you can listen to her every Wednesday at 11 a.m. here on LA Talk Radio. She's got the Love Life Makeovers, which we've been talking about this hour. But if you'd like to get in touch with her, what is your website again?
Selectiveandsingle.com. Selectiveandsingle.com.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that's for anybody who really would like to find a relationship or is looking for that special person in their life.
Or they need any kind of dating help. They can write to me and contact me through there.
You know,
I have videos I do and the blog. I got
That's
a lot
right.
going on.
So they can see, you know, what I'm, you know, why am I not having success with this, or
right.
how can I present myself better, or how?
Mm-hmm.
So they ask a lot of questions to get advice from you on how to just be
Absolutely.
A better person.
I'm about to start coaching a guy that lives in Colorado, so you don't
nice.
Even have to live here to get my help.
That's,
so that's
nice.
A good thing. Yeah.
That's great. You do Skype.
I do
online.
Skype. Mm-hmm. I utilize every single one of those resources that are available to
That's
me. But
great.
I do love Skype. And the,
yeah.
they have video conferencing things.
Those are
and
nice.
All those things.
Yeah,
yeah so I do all that.
Oh, that's great, Gina.
Oh, yeah. I'm up with the technology, man.
Yeah, you are. I know you are, girl. And thank you so much for coming to my show today.
Sure,
it's always
thank
fun.
You.
It's always a pleasure to have you on.
You're great fun. I love it.
Thanks, honey. Well, listen, guys, we're going to scoot out of here pretty soon because it's about that time. And this is Dr. Michelle with you. You've been on the couch with me for about the last hour or so.
Thank We've you again news for having coming me.
Up. You're welcome, Gina. And by the way, if you want to get in touch with me, your friendly psychologist, you can find me at drmichelletherapy.com. Or email me at docmichelle@AOL.com. It's cool if you have some relationship questions or issues or you'd like more information. And I'll tell you more about the book I'm working on, too, Detoxing the Drama from Your Life. Got to all do that. All right, have a good one. I'll be back next Friday. And, of course, you can download all the other shows dealing with relationships and all these other psychological issues as well. As I always say, do take care of yourself first. You won't be good to anybody else if you don't. Have a good one. Bye.